100 word stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast at one a day until the day I die.com. And when I fired up Audacity, which I've been using for God knows how long, it says, hey, 3.7 is available. And I'm like, let's get through the podcast before updating, because I really don't feel like dealing with that old software. Oh yeah, it's all new and these new fixes and features, and you update and boom. So yeah, I'm not going to touch it just yet. Same thing with the Second Life Viewer and Firestorm and all them. Attachments not coming off, and I mean, they fix the particle tornadoes from scripts and such when you're in a full hidden UI, whatever. But, yeah, software people. Anyway, the weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And the stories are going to be on the topic of safe. I guess we're all safe from Halloween and Day of the Dead and not necessarily hurricane season. We got one more coming, and who knows? It might be coming this way. We'll see. It'll be fine. Hey, I won't have to. I was thinking about giving away all the survivalist crap food on Halloween, but kids wanted candy. I guess they didn't want dehydrated eggs or something. I sure don't. So yeah, the topic is safe, and let's tune in.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called The School Run. Belle ran for the bus. Could still feel his touch as he'd brushed past her. His fetid breath was in her nostrils. Panic built inside. She cursed the dog. She cursed her shoes. She cursed her heavy bag. Breathless, stitch stabbing at her sides, she just wanted to be home. But the bus doors closed as she neared the stop. With a final frantic push, she ran desperately, arm out. Thankfully, the driver saw her and waited. Belle sat on the bus, feeling safe at last, panted, closed her eyes. She didn't see him get on at the next stop. Thanks for listening. I shall see you soon. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 word weekly challenge number 697. No, that's 967, with the prompt of safe. Here's my story. With her husband safe and sound inside the ambulance and speeding away to the hospital, Mrs. Withybottom wrung her hands together and looked around. I think I should go to the hospital to be with Thurgrave. The butler put a hand on her shoulder. I'll drive you, madam. Then I can return and keep an eye on your daughter. No way, Mandy said. I'm coming with you to the hospital. She grabbed Bilbert's hand and dragged him toward the old Cadillac. In the huge back seat, she whispered to Bilbert, I don't like or trust that man. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
I know you do all the right things. The whole thing about not inviting me across your threshold, how you check for my reflection in mirrors, and the way you keep a wooden stake within arm's reach, just in case. And you really can't hide the stench of that garlic necklace. You think you're safe, don't you? But here's the thing. Everything you think you know about vampires, you learned from fiction. Just because you read it in a book or saw it in the movies doesn't mean it's true. And by the way, we love a bright sunny day.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. "You'll be safe," he said. But nothing was further from the truth. I wasn't safe at all. The irony, the sarcasm, the criticism, the mockery, day after day. I was not safe. When I left for good. I walked away and became invisible. I changed my name. I hid myself among strangers. My looks, my job, everything changed. The day he knocked on my door, I just had to get rid of him. The strangers understood. The cops are still looking for him. He's in the Madden's crypt, in Mrs. Madden's coffin. He'll be safe there, or not. And this is my story for this week. Drop on my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Good morning. I'm Richard, and this is my story on the topic safe. It's called Uncle Simeon. We were clearing out Uncle Simeon's house after he passed. To say he was a bit of a hoarder was something of an understatement. The whole house was crammed to the rafters with junk. Well, most of it was junk. There were a couple of antiques here and there, but nothing of any real value. Oh, and there was a safe. An old-fashioned, solid steel affair that defied all our efforts to open it. In the end, we took it to a blacksmith, who cut it open with an oxyacetylene torch. Of course, it was crammed full of junk. Until next time, goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
The realtor told me to get a fireproof safe for important documents, so I bought the most sturdy and reliable safe with an ironclad warranty and guarantee. Then I dropped all my important documents in there, my mortgage, my insurance plan, all my medical stuff for tax purposes, and I locked it up. Problem is, I've forgotten the passcode on it, and I left the emergency keys inside. The safecracker I hired can't bust it open. I'd call the company to get a technician out, but their number is written on the warranty, which is locked down the safe.
And there you have it. All the 100-word stories that came in this week. Lisa, you're back, I think. Yeah, cool. So, yeah, those are all the stories on the topic of safe. The next one is blood test. We're coming up at the end of the year, so I will start reloading the stockpile and getting the schedule out for next year, although you can look at the list and get an idea, although who knows if I'll put how many in a pick 2 or maybe a pick 3 or a pick 12. I don't know. Who knows? We're coming up on 20 years, so damn, I'm tired. Anyway, thank you all for hanging in there, and nobody leaves comments. I don't give a shit. I don't need your validation. I don't even look at the stats. I just do these and, oh, people, I don't know. There's like an interview coming up or something. I don't even know if they're going to post it. I don't. People do what they want and I just, blah. Anyway, thank you all for putting up with this. And as always, keep it brief.